about the Mishnah. Hashaykh echad bayi v'shnai v'hema.
Nosek shayi.
Rashi, ma paruch shnai v'hema, ma yiloshin diyad v'chai v'hema. Al kama yishchud v'yelach. How much has got a shekh? Can't check more than two, it's only two simanim. Obviously, can't be with the abbot. So, Mel, the Gemara is going to explain why we use a lashon. What is the b'yabed going on? Because we shechted the full simon, shechted. Is it going on one simon aif, or is it on the chliyat to shech the whole simon? Echabai Gemara Tani Taima. Why aif is different than man? Why aif needs one? Gemara is that different as far as the Gemara where we know makaris that by aif. It's one simon's enough. Actually, we'll see. It might be negeya. Might be enough kamina. We're the mocker. They're oif. One simon's enough. It might be enough kamina in the Gemara. Whether or not the din, whether chatchili gonna have to shech the whole simon. Roiv, you shech roiv the simon. It's good. How is that? The Gemara comes out and according to one lashon, chatchili need to shech the whole simon. Is that in the Raisa? Is that in the Rabbanon? Then we have to see with Hashem when we get to the Gemara, there might be a Negea when you learn out from. Gemara says, the Chachila, you need to shech two simanim, and one Lashon and the other Lashon, you have to shech the whole simanim. You didn't see the Surah Gemara?
Yeah, no,
I'm saying
the Lashon
and
the Rashon is the B'diyam. Is it Chazuk Sher or is it the Hashechet? Which one is the Muchach that's B'diyam?
Shlosik sheir is b'diavad. Sorry.
Left in the Gemara is a shirchet. That's a mochach. So I don't want to be mocked him, but like in the Gemara is a shirchet. The diavad is left in a shirchet.
Hashochet
diavad. Right. The
Gemara is a shirchet.
Rashi brought in shlosik sheir. Rashi brought in the Mishnah shlosik sheir. Right.
Okay.
He actually means both Rashi and then.
What? Rashi means I know that Rashi added Chazuk Sheira to Sheikhid.
Oh, yeah, I was confused by that.
That's Mashma. That's okay. Mashma that the Dig is from the Chazuk Sheira. Not from Sheikh, Rashi in the Mishnah.
Hmm.
He's saying the Gemara just said the Sheikhid was actually over the Al Karch of the Evan Mashma. That's mashma. Just even hashaych, the yishechted, but yeah, but doesn't say the chachil the shech, doesn't say shchait, huh? Rabbi Abraham, what do you say?
Kosher,
huh? The fashion, the fact that Rashi added shchadosik sheir in the Mishnah, that's mashma the digas from shchadosik sheir, no?
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would Rashi add to the different masvul of hashaychid? So as the Gemara. So I don't know, maybe the Gemara also means Al Shchadosik Sheira.
This
is Hashochet? Yeah, Sheira is Al Korcha. Seira. Well, the Mashma because of Shchadosik Sheira.
Hashochet by itself is also Mashma by the other. We have to add in Shchadosik
Sheira. Top, I'm not sure.
Hashochet, is that always the other?
What?
Hashochet?
Doesn't have to be the other.
Yeah.
What?
Because they
had Hashir, one, no, I'm saying Hashaychit, one that checks. That's Mashma Dievid? Hmm? Why?
It's past tense.
Hashaychit, Hashaychit, Echad Boy. One that checks. I don't know. Why is that necessary? One that checked. What should it say?
It's not Shochet
Echad
Boy. You got a Shochet.
Should
say Eloshin of Tzivoy
Shech. When you Shech.
Hashaychet. One that checked. I don't know. What?
Yeah, means B'diyah.
What?
Yeah. The whole thing was kol. Kol doesn't necessarily mean the chel b'diavad. Ha always means b'diavad.
Which Gemara?
By the yayin in the
Oh, but the how many echad chav in chanusai?
Right.
Kikhani miniach hamaniach. Okay. Bekitzer ma'isa. Again, Asherich Eich Bayit B'Shnayim B'Mehem Mosh Chasuk Sheira. The Gemara is going to discuss the Chachil B'Diyavit. What's Chachil? What's B'Diyavit? Hudaimer, Ash Yish Chadas Avridim. It's not enough to shech the Simanim, you have to shech the Avridim. Certain veins that you have to shech to get the blood out. Ashi. Eich Bayit B'Gemara Rubash, Rubash L'Echad Kamayu. Shalkol echad ve'echad. So it says shal echad doesn't mean we're not talking about the oif, dafka, ruba shal echad, ruba shal kol echad ve'echad. Meaning, even by behem also, the roiv of each one. The roiv of each one. Rida said, not shishchad as of reading. It's not enough to shech the smog, you have to shech the reading. Rashi says, chute ha'atzava, shem kalachan as adam, mor mefarish, the oif kai, mishum lohaitz as adam. Because by behem, the Gemara says, that because by an oif, you're tzaylid whole, so therefore you need to get rid of the reading. Gemara says, "Lam el ba'oif, ha'ov tzaleir kula ke'echad, ha'mehem akim in the menatcha, emreim le'tzarech, le'tzarech." Since you cut it up, so meila, there won't be any problem with the blood. Let's just finish. Maybe we'll go to Taisus. Chatzi echad ba'if, ve'echad v'chatzi behema, shlosa b'sula. So the, you do one and a half of the behema, you do a whole and a half, it's also not good. You need to shecht. So even though you have, chayz v'chayz v'behema, even though you have, sachal kol, you have more than raiv, right? You have one and a half. It's more than half. Of together it's more than half. They said no. You need a right of each one. It's not enough to have sachal kol a right. That's what the chayetz chashan. Not enough to have sachal because one half is more than 70. Is more than half of two. Yeah. So still it's not enough because you need a right of each one.
Isn't that what Rashi's saying in Rubo Shalachad? Shalachad.
Rashi's teaching the words of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah, that was the ratio of the Mishnah. Veruba shall echad.
Right, you were saying that he was saying that to show that it means for also behema.
Yes.
Doesn't it just mean that it means what the Gemara is saying? What that's saying that it has to
the
be.
Mishnah, what the Mishnah is saying, the Mishnah says.
Yeah.
Chatzi echabai ve'echad v'chatzi behema shlasa psula.
Yeah.
No.
Not saying the same thing?
I guess it works for it also.
No, I think Rashi is saying Rashi is called Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad.
Meaning that each one needs to be rove. It can't be rove with both of them.
I thought Rashi was coming to Fuke, you might think it's Ruba Shel Echad is going a knife. Yeah, Ruba Shel Echad. I says, no, Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad. But pay him also, you need rove of each one.
Right, rove of each one.
Maybe same both.
Same thing.
Okay, so we have to understand why is it repeating itself there? Chazer above the chazer behema, shlaz absula. Roy vechabai, roy vishnai behema, shlaz aksher. She says, Gemara is going to parach atan l'reisha. Just said, right? The end of Mishnah, Sefer says, Roi vech ba'ayev, Roi v'shnayim b'mehem, Roi v'shnayim b'sheira. So that's parsha ripi, we just said that. Chetzi echad, chetzi b'mehem is possible, it means you need right. And Mireish said, Ruba shalach, come out, you need right. So Gemara is going to ask, why does he have to say it twice? Okay, let's see Taisus. So, Rav Yehuda says, Ashi yishchad es avridim. So over here we have Mechleg Yerushalayim. What's the din of Rabbi Yehuda? They have Shech to read them. Is that Chatchila? Or is that even B'diavad? Mechleg Yerushalayim. And then, even Lufi the sheet is that it's b'diavad. B'diavad, it's possible. Still, is Shaila, is that what the Mishnah is talking about? In other words, Machlekes, Rishayim, B'chav, whether Behuda's din is Chatchila, or if you didn't check B'diavad and you roasted it, is it possible? Is it, you can't eat it? It's one Shaila. And then, within, even if there's another Shaila, how to read the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah saying? Is that what the Mishnah is saying? Well, Mishnah Zichah talking about Chatchila. I don't see in the Rosh. Because even the Rosh agrees that it's possible, yeah, but still he learns the Mishnah like Tysus. As we'll see. Says Tysus. Dafka Baif, however, it's a layer of Kulak Echad. Gemara. Yeah? Because by Behemoth, it's not a problem. By Behemoth, since you cut it up, there's no problem with the blood. If you read the Kaim along, Rakam the brachas ezaru bevride Rabbi Yehuda. It's my answer, Paskin. And the Rambam and Pirshad is Paskin. I'll give you that. And there, the dachah atchila come Rabbi Yehuda. Ava mitzaloi the eved loy nechka avridin. Even though you shechted, you were tzalei it, you roasted it whole. He didn't cut it. Still, it's kosher. That means right from the Gemara. Look, Gemara, come Rabbi Papa. The Gemara, that Gemara discusses what Rashi told us. The Gemara is going to ask why we need two cases. The Gemara is one's by Kach and one's by Chulin. The Gemara is trying to figure out which is Kach and which is Chulin. Papa says, Reish no Machin. Why? Mach, the Kamara of Rabbi Yehuda, Achi Yishchot has have Ridin. Who plead Rabban Ralei? There is a Machlag is the Mishnah whether or not you need to cut the Ridin. Yehuda says, you have to cut the Ridin. The Chum say, no. Yeah, but Kachim. Am I pleading LA? What's my dam? What's our array? By kachim, you need a dam. The mizargam is bad. So meila, the marzum dor pashit, and the bad the lachatchila, the rabbanu amayda, you have to shech the vidin, because that maximizes you're getting out the dam. So meila, by kachim, about the lacham amayda, the lachatchila, you have to shech the vidin. So meila, zoktaisvis, meila, zokar papa. It must be that the Mishnah is not talking about. The Reisha is not to Makachim. If to Makachim, the Rabbanon would not disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rain the Reisha, the Machlokes with the Rabbanon, whether or not you need to shech the Vridim or not. So if it's to Makachim, then you won't have to shech the Vridim. Then the father, if the Rabbanon Maida, Chatchil, you have to shech the Vridim. So it's Mavur in the Gemara, like I says, that according, it's Mavur, their Papa understood. Their Papa understood. The Machlokes is, Chatchil. And that's why the Mechlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabban is Lechatchila. And therefore, if you can't do Makachin, because they're wrong in Chatchila, and they're born in Maid, Lechatchila by Kachin. But the Nanacha Pshuta, where Papa was, it must be the Nanacha that they're arguing about Lechatchila. Why? Because if we're talking about B'diavad, B'yamah, B'kachin, if you do b'diavad nami aser, if you do hold it's even possible b'diavad, and that Rabbanan say that it's kosher, so maybe dilma chatchil mod Rabbanan, how b'diavad pligile? So maybe loyalim we're talking about kachim. Aye, so why the Rabbanan arguing? They're only arguing b'diavad about the Rabbanan mod chatchila. About if do my kachim, if we talk my kachim, Rabbanan mod chatchila. So what's the machlokes? Machlokes b'diavad. Rabbi Yehuda says b'diavad it's a problem. The Chacham say b'diavad it's not a problem. But if they're arguing, right? So then it could be talking about kachim. Could be talking about kachim. El ma'al karchav. Rav Papa understands that the machlokes in their bodies is they're just arguing chatchila. Even Rabbi Yehuda is masking b'diavad. It's okay. May have a kasha. Can't be talking about kachim. Kach nira zaktayis is the pshit leid of Yudla kamer al chatchila. And meila, but the evidence, okay. That's Shitas Taisus. But the commentary says, the Sefta says, if you depaisel, by Bachi Ishkhlis as a Vesha Davidin, lab dafka posel, but the evidence, el klemer aser. Posel means aser. So meila, so Shitas Taisus Pashit, the Abyuda is talking about only chatchila at the Shech Davidin, but the evidence, he roasted it, then we say that the dam will come out, I guess. Okay, that's a rush. Has issues with that, but Taisus would hold the b'diavad is no problem with the dam. B'diavad, if you roast it whole, is no problem with the dam. Yeah. So we'll see in the rush. Does that mean because the dam comes out, or we're not worried about the dam? That we'll see in the rush. Because the rush understands. You can say Taisus, but b'diavad the dam comes out. Yeah. But then you can ask, if b'diavad the dam comes out, if dam comes out, then why the chatchil do you need it? Right?
Even without shechtum nevuim?
Yeah. So the Rosh, when he comes to ask on Taisus, right, he's assuming that dam doesn't come out. If he didn't shechtum nevuim, contribute. Yeah? Why? It's because he said, why is the Rosh assuming that? Because if Taisus is held, yeah, that according, the reason why it's kosher b'diavad, it is because the roasting it will get out the blood, even though you didn't cut the vridim, then why should you have to cut the chatchila? Why should you have to cut the chatchila? If the roasting takes out the blood, even though you didn't shech the vridim, it'll take out the blood anyway. So then, and the Rosh understands about Taisus, so why should it be the whole? You need to shecht it. If you're roasting it, then why should you have to shecht it? Why should you have to shecht the chatchila? So, yeah.
Does roasting do that though?
Oh, roasting takes out the blood. That's not a question. Generally speaking, if you have a barbecue, you have a piece of meat, not a whole bird. Yeah, you don't have to do melicha. Melicha is only for cooking. Yeah, for roasting you don't need melicha. Roasting takes out the blood. Question is it going to take out the blood if you didn't shecht the vridin? The vridin takes out a lot of the blood. Question is if you don't shecht the vridin, is the roasting going to take out all the blood? So the Rosh is assuming, even Midas Taisus, he's assuming that the blood will not come out with tzli. And that's not why it's kasha b'diavad. Because he has kasha and Taisus. Yeah? So he's assuming that the blood won't go out with tzli. That's what, and Mela, that's not the reason why it's kasha b'diavad. So I'm just, why is he assuming that? The reason why the Rosh is assuming that, l'chayr, is because otherwise, then l'chatchila, you should not. If the blood comes out with tzli, then you shouldn't have to shech the vridin l'chatchila. I'm just thinking, maybe I don't know. Maybe l'chatchila, maybe chayish is going to cook it. Then there is a problem if you didn't shech the vridin. It's only by tzli gets it all out.
What
Rosh
says?
What? We'll get the Rosh soon. I'm saying the Rosh. We'll see the Rosh now. The Rosh is assuming that tzli is not going to get out the blood. I'm just explaining why is the Rosh assuming that? Because l'chayra, like Abram said this morning, he's assuming that because otherwise, then l'chatchila you shouldn't have to shech the vridim. If it's kasha b'diavad because the blood gets it out, the tzli gets it out, then l'chatchila you should not cut the vridim. You should rewind the tzli. So I'm just thinking now that maybe Taisus really holds that taka. The reason why it's kasha b'diavad is because the blood, the tzli gets out all the blood. If you're being toilet, you didn't cut the vridim. Roasting it will take the blood out. Roasting draws out the blood, and maybe chatchila, maybe chayish, maybe you won't be toilet, and then there's a problem with the blood. Maybe that's the pshat taisus. Okay, akapon that shita taisus. Shita taisus is.
What about a behemoth? What do you have to do?
You don't need a reading about him.
He's saying because you don't need to read them because you're cutting it up. You don't roast up the hay in the hole. No.
Hey,
he's asking me. He's asking if it's saying that the fear of Yehuda, chashash is, he might cook it. Say it, but. Then why behema not? That's you're asking? Now, the Rosh disagrees with Taisus, as does most Rishonim. Rabban, the Ran, them disagree with Taisus. That, first of all, So before the Rosh disagrees with Taisvis, the Rosh explains why Taisvis, how when it says in the Mishnah of Yehuda, how the Lashon of Yehuda Achi Yishchait is just Din Chatchila, because the Chayra, the Mishnah, one might argue, the Mishnah is what's Rabbi Yehuda going on, right? It says. Right? You have to shecht. Ruba shalecha kamayu. Right? If you didn't shecht roi, what's it been? It's possible with the evid. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going on when he's saying that Achi Yishchai might be sounding like a lashon with the evid? So how does Achi Yishchai mean chatchila? Says the Rosh. Hare in the Gemara. When the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah, that what? The chatchila. Adyuk the mesnisen koi. Hashoichet echod ba'oif b'di'evet. Am chatchila ba'yishnayim. Okay? So there's a diak in the Mishnah that b'di'evet if you shecht roiv, it's okay. Yeah? Just two pshatim in the Gemara. Okay? Solution is in the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara for a second. Okay? Because all the way we don't understand the Rosh. You can't appreciate the Rosh. Says the Gemara, Shaykh the Evan Khathil Lai. Okay? Shnai Bibahima, Khathil Lai. Whatever the commission was that it's only Khathila. Yeah? Yeah? That's only Kosh Bidiyah. Khathila is not good enough. Ah, Ibahim Khathil Lai, a comment Lishkabalazel, you shak to Samara. What more do you want? Yeah? Okay. Says the Gemara Tul Shain. Ibai Sahima, a echad baif. Okay? When we say now, chatchila, what it says in the Mishnah is not kosher, it's only b'di'evet kosher. It's talking about echad ba'if, the hainu. What does that mean? It says Rashi. Chatchila, you need two. When it says that shechting one simmer by naif is kosher, b'di'evet, chatchila, you need two. Okay? It says Rashi. It's important, Rashi. So Rashi says here very clearly, okay, why is it that chatchila you need both shach both simana by an oif? It's a din derabbana. Okay, Rashi says again, chatchila atzichu rabbanon tarvayu. Why mishum harchaka laveira? It's a chokka. Why? Dilmul Aslam Evid Ruba Dechad. Because if we're going to say just shecht one, then maybe you won't even shecht right. So therefore they said shecht both. So then okay, chances are you'll at least get right with one. Yeah. Okay. That's why you need a shecht two. Only din derabbanan. It's not a din derais. And that we'll see, this is Rashi's previously, which was Mashmas Daraisa. That's a problem. Okay? But now, what's interesting, so that's the first Teretz HaGemara. What's the second Teretz HaGemara, by Seima? Where is it B'di'evet? Aruba Shal Echad Kemayu. Aruba Shal Echad Kemayu. What does that mean? Now, this that we say in the Mishnah, that Aruba Shal Echad Kemayu, that what? Shecht roiv, it's enough. That's only b'di'evet. Chatchila, you have to shecht the whole sinner. Okay? So this that we say, it's b'di'evet, is either according to the first lashon that by oiv chatchil you need to shechtu, or this that roiv of the simon is enough, it's only b'di'evet that chil to shech the whole simon. And here, rather, Rashi doesn't say that it's Rabbana. Yeah? When it came to the Shech, both Samana by Oiv, what did Rashi say? Rashi is very quick to point out that it's Din Rabbana. When it comes to the Din, that, the second the Iba Yisayim of the Gemara, that B'dieved, if you Shech Roiv, it's okay. Chatchil, you have to Shech the whole Simon. Yeah? There Rashi doesn't say that's only Rabbana. So that would lead us to believe that the Dina Rashi says shechting two simanim, they have to do the chatchil to shech two is only Rabbana. But this is the chatchil to shech the whole simon, that can be din deraisa. That can be din deraisa. Oh wait, that's a different question whether arguing or not. We're not going to talk about that right now. I'm talking about, forget about are they arguing or not. The question is, what are they saying? Okay? When they say the chatchila, you need to do both simanim. And when they say the chatchila, you need to do the whole simon, yeah? Is that a din deraisa or that a din derabbanan? Okay? So we'll get back to that. We read the Rashi, I just want to be medayik in the Rashi. Okay? And this might impact very much a whole sugya on Lama Beis, which we discussed at the end of this month. For those of us that were here, we did that the test the last couple of days of this month. If it was the last couple of days of this month, Shaila was it was Chalana. But anyway, so the Shaila, if you do Shehiya, or the Psulim in the Mi'ad Basra, you shech the whole simon. And you do a psul. Is that going to pass or not? What's it? The Rashi. What?
What's the deed?
The deed is that there's not, that Rashi doesn't say anything. Right, that's a deed. Do you say Mechon what he said before? What he said on the. Maybe. Well.
It might even pass it. He's saying he did.
I said it might impact, but the Rebbe was saying it's not a deal. In fact, the Rashi doesn't say anything. He was saying mech on what he said over here. Okay, I still think it's a deal. He was saying what he said by oy echad boy. There he says chatchilat shkura banan. See, there's a Rashi. Okay, maybe we're starting up. Okay. There's a Rashi. Here. Rashi Chafal from Beis. Yes? Rashi says, we're talking about Havdalah. Yeah? We're getting a little sidetracked over here, but okay, not really sidetracked. But anyway, Rashi. On Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Okay? Turn to Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And it says, there's a din of Havdalah. The Bechatas Oif, it's also to do Havdalah. You can't separate the head from the rest of the body. And by Oilas Oif, you have to separate. The Bechatas Oif, you only do one simon. By Oilas Oif, you do two simonim. Okay? It says lo yavlos. Also, to shech two simon to do malik on two simon. Okay. Facts. Next. So the Gemara says ve'ein mavdil b'simon echad. Says Rashi. Chim nechsiv lo yavdil ve'oifech sheira b'simon echad. Yes. Kol ma da'avit fei mechsheira havdali. Okay. Whatever you do more than what you have to do, that's called havdala, and it's also do that bechatas oif. More than what is necessary, that's ready to call Havdalah. If what's part of the Shechita, you have to do the Shechita, right? That's not Havdalah, that's Shechita, right? But anything more than necessary for Shechita, Rashi says, is called Havdalah. Okay? Yeah? No? Is there a thing called Havdalah? Okay? By when you do Malika, there's a Chatas Oif and Oilas Oif. Okay? Chatas, and they have different halachas. Chatas Oif, you shaft one simon, you do Malika one simon, Oilas Oif, you do two. Why do you do Malika two simonim? Even though Shechit of Oif, one simon is enough. Teretz is because you have to have Dala. You have to separate heal the head from the rest of the body. And by Chatas Oif, it's also to have Dala. You now do have Dala. Only one simon, can't shaft two simon. Okay?
Would the breeding count as part of the...
Forget about breeding. Don't make things more complicated than they are right now, okay? Now, let's try to understand what we're saying. Okay? Now, says Rashi, what is Magdir Abdullah? What's called Abdullah? Okay? What defines Abdullah? Says Rashi, something you need for the Shechita or for the Malika, that's not Abdullah, right? You need that for the Shechita. That's not called... You're not separating. You're just Shechita. Right? Separating means you're doing extra. Yeah? Okay. Something that needs Shechita, the needed for the Shechita is not separate. Something that does, it's not needed for the Shechita, and you do it, that's called separate. You're doing extra. Okay? That's the formula. One second. That's the formula. The formula, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how's Rashi applied at Lamaisa? V'chol ha-simin have a mitzvah Shechita ba'oif l'chadchila. Hilkach, b'malika, kimo, kule simin, lam avdali. Yeah, Moshe. If you do Malika on the whole Simen, Chatas Oif, you do the whole Simen, that's not a problem of Abdullah. Why? Because Chatchil, Rashi says, you need to shech the whole Simen. Avo b'Simen Beis, afu mitzvah Chatchil Leka, k'isani l'kaman. So what's Rashi telling me? That by Malika, are you allowed to shech the whole Simen? Do Malika on the whole first Simen? Or you have to stop? Exactly right. Anything more than right, that's called Abdullah. So what does Rashi say? No, you could do Malika on the whole Simen. You have to sit there with your ruler and measure not more than 51%. Yeah? Why? Says Rashi. Because since Chatchila, Yenachi, since Chatchila you have to shech the whole Simen by Shechita, Chatchila you have to shech the whole Simen. Therefore, by do Malika on the whole Simen, that's not called Abdullah. That's called Shechita. Okay, the second simon, then you don't have to do it, right? Midaraisa. The Durban is not going to impact on Abdullah. Okay, Midaraisa, you don't have to shech two simonim. That's like Rashi by us. Midaraisa, you don't have to shech two simonim. And therefore, if you shech the second simon, you do Malika on the second simon, that's Abdullah, you're doing something extra. But what Rashi telling me about the second, about the mid basra of the first simon? That chatchila midairaisa, you have to shech the whole simon. That's why it's not called Abdullah. So you see, if Rashi held that the second, the mid basra of the one simon by knife is only, it's also only gezeira, yeah, then it would be Havdalah. If you shech more than Roy of Chatas Oif, it would be considered Havdalah. So therefore, it's Mukhan that Rashi, that when Rashi said Chatchil, you have to shech the whole Simen, that's a Din Daraisa. Okay? That's why I'm saying in Rashi Be'os also, Oiska Halten. He's saying what I'm saying is, Moshe saying what I'm saying is Oiska Halten, because of the Rashi over there. Much better usage of the words. Thank you. Okay, back to the Rosh of Isai. So Rosh says, Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Chatchila, that's because he's coming off of the Gemara. Adyukin Masnisen Kai. Hashaychet Echad Ba'oy. B'diavet. Aval Chatchila Ba'ishnai. So Rabbi Yehuda is going on the deal. B'diavet, it's kosher. If you shechted one simon, chatchil you need two. Well, idach lishna kaya shaychid aruba shal echad kamayu. Hal chatchil by simon echad shalem. So again, there's the chatchil in the Mishnah, yeah, which is a deal, right? But the avid if you do roy, but the avid if you do one, it's okay. Chatchil you need both. Chatchil you need the whole simon. On that review, it says. Achishchad is a breed then, also Chatchila. He's going on that. On what we just met in the Mishnah. And there's some there's a din l'chatchila which the Mishnah didn't say, which is meduik in the Mishnah that l'chatchila you have to shech the whole siman. L'chatchila you have to shech both simanim. On that, that's where Rabbi Yehuda's coming. You know, Rosh is bothered. Why is Rabbi Yehuda? Why is it a lashon of l'chatchila? Mishnah said Mishnah don't remember the evidence. So why is Rabbi Yehuda lashon l'chatchila? Taisa Rabbi Yehuda l'chatchila. You have to shech the breathing. I the Mishnah going b'di'avad, so Chayav is also b'di'avad. So he says no, he's going on the dik of the Mishnah. The dik of the Mishnah, you have to shech l'chila the whole siman. And that Rabbi Yehuda says l'chila you have to shech both simanim. And that Rabbi Yehuda says also l'chila you have to shech the breathing. The pashim chat in the Mishnah with Taisa is how we read the Mishnah. Oh, so, okay. Now look the Rosh. He doesn't like this. It says, so he kind of explains. He explains Taisa a little better. When Taisa says, "I have to sefta," sefta says puzzle, says the Rosh. Taisa says, "No, lab dafka." Yeah, it means. Awesome. Possible doesn't mean possible, it means awesome. So Zerosh gives you adds a little hezber for that. The Chalosh by the Shona Eitel Shchita, yeah, Hayinu Possel Ma'ata Ve'enu Takana. Oh, but over here he says, V'moy Shachra Vridin, you can't say that here means possible. Possible normally means possible. You can't say that. That means possible. Why? Now, by Shechit is a breeder, it's Pasul Taka, B'dievet. Why? Because there's Takana. Pasul means there's no Takana. If you Shechted, or Psul, Zel. You can't go back and Shecht over again. Right? But it says the Rosh, for Taisvis, but how can you say Pasul here means B'dievet? Why? There is a Takana. Why? Even if you didn't Shecht the breeder. But if you Shechted, if you cut it up, aver, yeah, then the evidence is okay. Then for sure, the evidence should be okay. The whole discussion in Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, what happens if you roast it whole, yeah, but if you cut it up, then there's no problem with the blood. If you cut it up aver, just like by hanging, maybe aver is okay, but if also aver is okay, right? So how can you say apostle? This is what Taisus, this is the Oymak of Taisus. How can Taisus say apostle means b'di'avad? Taisus is saying, how can you say apostle means b'di'avad? If apostle b'di'avad b'shchita means, zel, you're done. Yeah, but it can't mean that here. That b'di'avad you're done. Why? Because you always have the eighth of cutting it up. So you're not done. So therefore, our apostle is labdafka. Okay? You know, when you read Taisus, it's a little strange, yeah? Taisus, apostle is labdafka. Why? Apostle is possible. Apostle is saying it's possible to be evident, right? So Dr. Rosh, Tyson, what he's trying to say is that Avkarkach here can't mean be the evident because you have the aids of cutting it up. Hilkach Avkarkach and Lefarish Alosh and Asr, Shasla Tzlaisai, Kul Kechem Kain, Asla Gatchila, Lishchai, Beloy and Akivis Avridin, Shema Yavai, Litzlaisai, Kul Kechem. Okay, so now so the Rosh over here not the Rosh. Zot the Rosh, ain lefarish. So. So again, so Rashi says when it says pasul, it can't mean pasul b'dieved. So what does it mean? It means you can't shecht it l'chatchila. You can't shecht l'chatchila even al das to cut it up because maybe you'll roast it whole. Now,
what?
When it says pasul, yeah, it doesn't mean that it's pasul b'dieved. It means l'chatchila. But the Rosh explains what's the l'chatchila? What's the l'chatchila? It's also l'chatchila to shecht it b'lin nekivas ha'vridin. Maybe, in other words, maybe you'll come to shecht it whole. Maybe you'll come to b'tzayil it whole. The Hainu, the Rosh is saying that what's l'chatchila? L'chatchila is even if you're going to cut it up. Even you're planning cutting up, still it's also chatchila. Without the breathing, because maybe you'll come to be tzoil at home. That's how he learns what's the chatchila. The chatchila is even if you're planning on cutting it up, still is a problem because maybe you'll roast it whole. And that's Taismus. Now, Zok the Rosh, Amash Pirush Rish, and Tzol B'Diavet, but B'Diavet, if you would say, look, B'Diavet, it's possible. Yeah, Shemutah, I'm sorry, sorry. The Ri says, right, the Ri comes out, that B'Diavet, it's kosher, and it's just L'Chatchila. The problem L'Chatchila. But B'Diavet, it's kosher. Yeah, that's the Ri. Zok the Rosh. This is what he says. Mitzol b'dieved v'yishechted. Yeah? Mutter kashalon. Shemein adam shavrid nifla b'tzli. Oh, see, here's the Rosh. We said this before. The Rosh says, Shemein adam shavrid nifla b'tzli. If the blood doesn't come out b'tzli, that's what he's assuming b'das ta'isris. This Rebbe said, why is he assuming that b'das ta'isris? Because otherwise it should be l'chatchila. Yeah? If the dam comes out b'tzli, even roasting it whole, then what's the problem? Why do you have to cut the breathing machal? Who cares? What are you worried about? Yeah? So that's what he's assuming. The dam is not that tells the whole is that what? If you can't l'chatchila, yeah, you can't l'chatchila shecht it without the breathing, it's because the dam won't come out. So now, that's why l'chatchila, you have to shecht the breathing. Now, so if that's true, the dam is not going to come out. Oh, as yichash kashar dam evarim shloi pirish. So what's the problem? We had in the first parrot that the dam shloi pirish, the dam that's in the, that didn't come out, the dam is okay. So if the dam is not coming out, if the dam is not coming out with sli, okay. So I mean, the dam is there. Who cares? What's the problem? The dam is in. Let the dam be there. What's the problem? You didn't check the breathing. The dam is going to get stuck in the thing. All right. So what? Nothing wrong with eating blood. Dam mevarim. Shall I perish? Gazon day. Enjoy it. But I feel chatchila ain't mot the blood shkid zavridim.
My
perish
didn't come out. Yeah. I didn't separate.
Yeah. We had that. Fantasy. What? What's that? By the Bataisa, by Meshach Meshabbos. Bataisa want to know. I'm telling you, Yachalim, we can't do Melich on Shabbos. Yeah? So that the Rosh, so Elamai says the Rosh. Main a nifl bit sleeve, the gam ain a chosh of kashar dam a varm shloi perish. Fish dam miskabits vinimshach shom in mukhaimas acherim. Midav omtsu da asmuk. And can't be the Abinami also. Elamai says the Rosh, what do you want to tell me? That maybe it doesn't get out all the blood, but it will draw blood from somewhere else. Okay? The tzli will cause the blood to come from a different aver, and that's a problem. The blood that moves from one aver to another aver, yeah, that dam is a problem. So the amanushok, then b'diavad it should be possible. The Rosh has a problem with Tysus. That Manav Shah. If you tell me the dam's gonna come out, yeah, with Sli, the Sli will draw the blood out, then what's the problem? What's the problem with Chatechila? Sli's gonna draw out the blood, what's the problem? Elmai, you wanna tell me it's not gonna draw out all the blood. If it's not gonna draw out the blood, okay, so what's the problem? If the Sli is not drawing out the blood, then the blood's in there. Who cares? It's okay. Elmai, you want to tell me that maybe the Tzli will draw the blood from one place to another. Right? And that is a problem. The blood that came from one place to another, and it's still in there, that's a problem. But, so then, why is it kosher for the other? And why is it kosher for the other? So Manav Shach, the Rosh says that he doesn't understand the Ri. How can the Ri say that it's kosher for the Eved? Yeah? How can it be kosher for the Eved? How is it kosher for the Eved? And b'chatchil, you need a shechter.
How can you say that it's not taken from other places?
Then there's no problem. Then b'chatchil, it's okay. If the blood comes out, then right, it's okay. Yeah. If the blood doesn't come out and it's not taken from place to place, then that Dame Varam Shlei Pirish is mutter. So Rosh says there's no scenario that I could understand that would warrant b'chatchila to cut the Vridim, but it's okay. What?
Last time, that maybe
the
blood will come out and go back in. I think you only said that.
And
we also had a case.
We also had a case.
When we end up,
we do it. When we do me on top of me, no. Say it, but by Melicha. Say it. That's not it.
Is there any situation that you would need it either way? That would be bad even
with the other. Yes, Rosh says if the sleeve drew the blood from one, we moved it from one place to another place, then the evidence is possible. So therefore, says the Rosh, Hilkanil Farish, Chatchila K'moish Bereshri. So here's interesting. Again, here as opposed to other Rishonim. See the other Rishonim, right? They're banned. They ran. They just argue on Tysus totally, right? What does the Ran say? When Ran wants to argue on Tysus, what does the Ran say? Ran says, Mustad Rabbi Yehuda, yes, Machvel B'dievet. And what's his Raya? The Maslisim B'dievet Ketani. Oh, see here, the Ran, the Rosh was coming to answer this kasha, the Ran. The Ran over here says that Rabbi Yehuda is B'dievet. How does he know the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is saying b'di'evet? Okay? How do I know Rabbi Yehuda is saying that b'di'evet yachashach b'reidin? Because the Mishnah is talking about b'di'evet. The din of the Mishnah is b'di'evet. So therefore, if the din of the Mishnah, where it says shechting roiv, or shechting shnayim, is kosher only b'di'evet, so Rabbi Yehuda says, the Mishnah is talking about b'di'evet. So the Mishnah is talking about b'di'evet, Rabbi Yehuda says yachashach b'reidin, that means, if you don't check the b'di'evit, it's possible. The whole Mishnah about b'di'evit. Yeah. Yes. Rabbi Yehuda, Allah koi, loy medafil b'di'evit, chadigaz v'yid, ma'akevitz. And this is why the Rosh bent over backwards to try to explain in Taisvis how the Mishnah could be talking about l'chadchila. Why? He's not coming from the words of the Mishnah, he's coming from the dik of the Mishnah. There was a dik in the Mishnah that l'chadchila you need the whole siman. The chatchil you need both simanim. On that dig is where Rabbi Yehuda is coming in and saying, you know what else you need the chatchila? You have to check the vrad the vrid the chatchila. The Ran says no. Kapshuta the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, not the dig of the Mishnah. What the Mishnah says is the medievet. The Mekayev is also talking about the medievet. That's why. That's to answer this is why the Rosh had that whole arichas over there to explain Taisus, and the Rosh remains with that. Okay, says the Ran. He means the Raya also from the Gemara. The Sanya, the Braisa. Yeah? Later on, the Chavches, when the Gemara discusses Rav Yehuda, Shachat Shnei Chatzai Simanim, V'oiv, Psula. Main Tzarech Lomim Behema. Like what Armish said, Yishef Chatzai Simen, Psula, right? Rav Yehuda Aymer, V'oiv, Ashishchoyt, Esabeshet, V'es Havaridin. So the ratio of the Braisa said was talking about B'dyevet. If you shecht half a semen, it's possible. And that reason says, what do you need to do? The veshet with the vridin. It's mashma B'dyevet. That Braisa is a zichatum about B'dyevet. It said, you shecht chetzi, right? Chetzi semen by noiv, it's possible. And that reason says, yeah, that you need vridin. Boy, the body can't shit us vesh the reading yevri you got khila fil oif shnei semana bina. So the akach, the price over there is to my bedevet. Cuz not just saying that, right? Because I feel because by oif you need two semana. So when I'm sorry, when who what do we just say? What do you need? The veshet, the price, the veshet and the reading. Right? Is that al-Khadkhila? You just do the veshet and the breathing? Why not?
Should be second
sentence. Because Gemara says, you need a second semen. Khadkhila needs a second semen. So how can we say? There's a big kasha on Taisir by his side. Yeah, there's a huge kasha. Taisir says, according to Rehud, the evidence, okay. What does it say in the Braisa? The Braisa says, what does Rehud say in the Braisa? Now what do you shecht? What do we say in the Braisa? You shecht the vridin, you shecht the veshet, yeah, and the vridin, right? The veshet. What? Huh?
Which Braisa?
We're Braisa here. Chachasim beis. The Gemara is down. Thank you, Master of Chista. Chachasim beis. Right before two dots. Shochet shnei chatzai siman ba'oif pasul. Ein zeh chloim behema. Rabbi Yehuda says ba'oif ad she yishchad es haveshet ve es havaridin. Yeah. One second. The Braisa says ad she yishchad es haveshet ve es havaridin. And let me ask you a question: is this Braisa b'di'eved or is this Braisa l'chatchila? When Rabbi Yehuda says ad she yishchad. A veshet and a vridin. Is that chatchila? Or is that b'di'evet? B'di'evet. Why? Because chatchila you need shech two semana. You can't just shech the veshet. So it means Rabbi Yehuda is talking b'di'evet. So Meila, who I did when he says the vridin, it's also b'di'evet. It's makir. Just like when he's talking about one simon. So he's saying, is this Dil Chatchila? Chatchila, you have to shech one simen? Yeah? That's Chatchila? No, the Gemara says, the first lashon of the Gemara, Echad Ba'ayif, is only Chatchila, it's only B'di'evet, Chatchila you need two.
Why can't you say that in regards to the Veshet, the Chani, you just shech the Veshet to
the other, but
in terms of
the Chatchila, okay, so, but we see in Rehud's memory, he's talking about B'di'evet, right? So it's kind of hard to say. Okay, so it's difficult to say that one part of one part of what he's saying is b'dievet. One is a chatchil only. It's awkward. It's not kishmak. So the truth of the matter is, yeah. When we get to the Gemara, what we'll see, yes. There's two sharis in the Gemara. Right? Sula Sharon is the Gemara. Lisha Kama said, what does it mean? B'di'evet. According to the first Lashon, what does it mean? A'echad. No?
One simon and not two.
A'echad ba'oif. Echad ba'oif is b'di'evet kosher. Chatchila you need two. Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's the second Lashon? Arub b'shal echad. Yeah? Arub b'shal echad. Are these Lisha Sharon is arguing? Meaning, according to the first lashon, you need shech two for knife, but you, you don't have to shaft the whole sin. And according to the second lashon, that what? What's b'diavad going on? Rubai. And mitzvah tchilin you shaft the whole sin. But do you have to shaft by both? Maybe one is one simon enough? Even chatchila? Maybe. It's not clear in the Gemara. There's two lashonim in the Gemara. Of two lashonim is arguing. That means according to the first lashon, chatchila you need a shech two, but roiv is enough. Even chatchila. And according to the second lashon, you need a shech the whole simon, but you don't need a shech two. You don't need a shech two. Or no, maybe they're not arguing. Mar machad, they're pligi. It's just two pshat. In what the b'deavid's going on? Ben echlam, you need both. Chatchil, you need both. You need both simanim and the whole simon. Both simanim by oif and the whole simon. Oh, so if you say they're arguing, so then the Ran's kash is not so shvet. If we say. Everybody say that according to the second lashon of the Gemara that says, what is it? What's b'di'evit about the Mishnah? B'di'evit of what? B'shechted? Ruba shalecha, that's b'di'evit. Chrib shech the whole simon. But you don't need to shech both simonim. You need to shech the whole simon, but not both simonim. Chatchil, you don't have to shech both simonim. Shech one simon, the whole simon. So if that's true, then the Ran's kasha is not shvet. But what's Ran's kasha? The Braisa says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to shech the beshet and the reed. So what do you mean? That's b'deavid. Why? Because chatchil nishav is two simanim. Who said? Maybe the Braisa is going. Maybe even the Braisa is going to the second lashon of the Gemara. That chatchil you need to shech the whole simon, but not two. So mainly, that's why it's going to chatchila. The price is chatchila. Chatchila, you need a shech, the vashet, the whole vashet, and the vridin, the chatchila, right?
Why?
Why what?
Why is it
only one? This tool is changing tomorrow. What am I talking about?
Why
not? What?
Not Rav
and Bird. Not Rav and Bird. Again, Oif needs one simon. Yeah? Okay. Rav of one simon by Oif. Also Chera. Yes? Mish says that? Okay. Now, question is, right, Oif. There's something you have to do more than just shechting roiv of one simon. Okay? There are two possibilities. Is chatchil you have to shech the whole simon? And or chatchil you have to shech both simon? Okay? The still shines in the Gemara. Okay? So there's room we could say that Taisus holds. Okay? That Taisus holds that the two shines are arguing. And Mel, according to the second lashon, we'll talk more about why they're arguing, okay? But the two sharers are arguing, and therefore, according to the second lashon, chatchila, you don't need to shech two simanim. Chatchila, you have to shech the whole simon, but not two simanim. So when the Braisa and the Rehuda says in the Braisa, yes? The Chfege makes this cheshbon. Rehuda says in the Braisa, yes? That you have to shech the veshet. And roiv and the vridin, so Tais could learn that going chatchila. That's a chatchila. That's a chatchila. But with the abed, it's kosher. What?
He's passing on the shemesh.
What?
He's passing on the shemesh and not the other one.
The Brice.
He's saying it.
Okay. According to Tais, the Brice is going to second lashon. What's wrong?
Top.
What?
What's the
what do you mean? What do you mean? If you did only right.
Oh, great.
What?
I felt like a 10-minute shiur, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I was so shocked.